Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. Thank you. We appreciate your joining us on this wonderful morning. It's Tuesday, January 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2014. Trust you had a wonderful season of rest, and you're feeling refreshed, and you're possibly wide-eyed and ready to proceed with this brand new morning wherein His mercies are new. We praise God today and we do thank Him and we bless His holy name for His grace and His mercies endures forever. Forever, that is. Surely it includes today. Today our focus is, it's all about God. We're in the 17th day of our consecration and fast, and we're experiencing the embracing and the getting closer that comes with consecration, getting closer to God. We feel and sense our lives are more worshipful as we draw closer to Him and He to us. You and I live in cultures that emphasize the individual, so much so that we find it difficult to embrace something that does not exist for our benefit. The worship that God seeks is really all about Him. That's why we're having that focus today. It's all about God. It's a relationship that restores the trust that existed in the Garden of Eden, spoken about throughout the book of Genesis. That trust involved worship, true worship as its core, and it was a life that gave up everything. It was not simply for the benefit of Adam and Eve as much as it was the benefit for Him, because He created all things for Himself. Let us visit that in the book of Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. And here's what it speaks to us. That's Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. It says, "Worthy are you, O worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive the glory and the honor and dominion, for you created all things. By your will they were brought into being and were created." Just for Himself. That's the point. So it's not what is in it for us in our worshiping Him. It's all about being humble and broken before the King of Eternity as we lay down our lives and our agendas before Him. So that's what we're focusing on today. It's all about Him. And that's a place of revelation for most people, for all of us, because we come from a place where it's about us most of the time. And so we praise Him and we bless His name today. If you would, I would love to invite you to join me in going before His throne right now, because He is the one and only God, the only wise God, the awesome one, the magnificent one. We want to go into His presence today with all our being focused on Him. He is enthroned in the heavenlies and awaits our approach in worship. Dear God and our Father in heaven, we come to you this morning. We come in an attitude of humility, a posture of brokenness, approaching your holiness, because you are most holy and righteous. ever loving, ever merciful. We come before you. And we bow low because of your greatness. We bow low at your feet. And we come in through the gate, through the door, who is Jesus Christ himself, who has provided for us entrance. We take that entrance, Father, today with thanksgiving, with praise, because by your will you have provided that for us. We take it today and we enter boldly, but we also enter with reverence, a reverential fear, knowing that your holiness and your righteousness is such that it's dangerous for us to enter casually. So we come to your place of forgiveness that you provided through the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son. We come to that place and we ask for your forgiveness because you promised that you would. We need it. So we ask that you would separate us from our iniquity and our sin, our failures, our disappointments of your heart. And we proceed to be cleansed. Cleansed once again by the precious blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that you've accepted the offering of your Son for our forgiveness and for our cleansing, so that we are able to enter and draw close to you, come into your court boldly. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for cleansing. Thank you for making us whole, for separating us from the tragedy of our sin, our transgressions, and our iniquity, so that we can come in true worship, in spirit and in truth. So we thank you for this day. We bless your name. We cast our crowns before your feet, because you are God. You are truly worthy. You are Lord and God, worthy to receive the glory and the honor and dominion. For you created all things by your will, and they were brought into being and were created so that we can worship in your presence. So we thank you today for this opportunity that you've given to us once again to enter into the Holy of Holies without fear, having an encounter with you that leaves us changed and transformed. We thank you for every person that is gathered with us right now, that's connected right now, that is listening to our stream right now, that your presence would descend and overtake us, visit us in your awesomeness. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, good morning to you again, and we appreciate your joining us today. I've opened up your lines, and how are you doing anyway? I'm doing fine. I'm glad you asked. I've just opened up your lines, and if you have a praise report or a prayer request, we would love to entertain that right now, because that is the reason we're here. And There's the awesome power of agreement here in our midst this morning, that such that every prayer will be heard by the Lord, by heaven, from the moment we utter it. And our praise and our thanksgiving goes up to him as a sweet savor, an incense coming off of our lips and out of our hearts, the place of the golden altar, our hearts, to honor him. So if you have a praise report, now is a good time to voice it. If you have a prayer request, please give it life and breath so that it speaks in the presence of God. Our agenda today is we want to pray for God's people, which includes you and I, that we would come to maturity beyond where we are. We would grow in grace as we draw near, behold his countenance, and be transformed by his presence, the light that proceeds from him, that permeates and transforms us to be more like him. I believe you would agree that that's a worthy task, because that's his objective, that we would become so much more godly, the people of God. That's the plan, so that he finds greater pleasure in us. And if you believe that's possible, and that's his heart, because his word does say that, then let us go to him in prayer. Let us bow before him. Let us focus on him even now. Let us focus on him. Father, by your Spirit, we know that you change and transform us, that he's at work in us to make us more like you. Every day, every second, every hour, every minute, you're at work. You've taken on this task because you love your creation, you love us, you've drawn to us, you want to be in us and among us. So we submit ourselves to you on this day, on behalf of not only ourselves, but of the people of God, your people, that you are freeing. You're raising up around the earth. Even now, you're raising us up to be an army in the earth, to shine forth in the midst of the darkness. And you said in your word that we should arise and shine, for the light has come. And the glory of God is upon us, we the people. So we thank you today that you are causing us to have this journey, a journey into a closer relationship with you, a journey where it's all about you and not about us. Separate us from the notions and ideas of our cultures that emphasize our individuality. Cause us to feel more at ease to embrace you, because you do not exist for our benefit. We exist for your benefit. And so it's all about you that we seek this relationship of trust where we just trust you completely without hesitation, without reservation, so that our worship brings us to a place where we give up everything, everything, so that you would be all in all, that we are humble and broken before you, so that you feel free to visit us in a powerful and greater way, because you're the King of eternity. So on behalf of your people and ourselves, we lay down our lives and agendas before your feet, at your throne, in your dwelling place. We bow, we honor, and to you be all the glory and power forever and evermore. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, saints, we are in a season of drawing close to the Lord. True worship. True worship. Laying down everything that we have, that we are. We are coming closer and closer to Him for His benefit, for His glory. When we catch this, we are so thrilled that there is even the possibility that that could occur. We're thrilled, and we desire, with a great desire, to be in His presence, knowing that He is thrilled by us being in His presence, because that's His desire for a long time, that He would be among us, that we would come close as He visit us. If you have a prayer request or a comment or an exhortation for us today, or a prayer request, we are asking and inviting you to share that with us. I believe God wants to answer your prayer. I hear a voice. Good morning and welcome. Welcome. You're on. Good morning.
Just to a little bit of a piggybacking on what you were praying for, it's been on my heart also for a while to lift up the spiritual leaders.
Yes.
In this nation and in nations around the world, that God will give them the strength and the fortitude to stand up for the truth, to not compromise, and to speak what thus saith the Lord and Him only, and to just be with them, to grant them a fresh anointing, a new focus, a new direction as to exactly what the Lord is doing in this season, and to be humbled and follow, and let it not be, as you said, not their agenda, but the agenda that the Lord has put us. If you could lift them up, all spiritual leaders, in the name of
Jesus. Yes. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for that prayer request. That prayer request resonates powerfully with my heart because I'm scheduled today to meet with a couple of leaders about us being open to a visitation of God in our city. And I'm having a lunch meeting today. At least that's what we planned. We know that there's an impending snowstorm that is scheduled for today also. And we will see what God will do. But that request, that prayer request resonates with my heart, because God wants to do something outside of our expected routines, outside of our experience to date. God is capable of moving in ways that we have not seen. And so he wants to do that. He's taking us someplace where we've never been. Sometimes we act like we've been there before and we're taking him. No, he's taking us. And so your request for prayer for leaders around the world, spiritual leaders, that is, it's needed at this point. So let us take that request directly to the throne of grace even now. Father, we thank you that we have this powerful access. And we thank you that you're giving us your heart, where we are understanding what your desires are, because it's all about you. And so we hunger to follow the desires and the track of your heart, the direction in which your heart's pointed, the desires that you have on your heart that you want to see come into manifestation in Europe, among the people, among the nations. So we thank you today for this prayer request, and we lift it up before you that the people that you set in the earth, in particular, the leaders that you have called, that we become the leaders that you desire after your own heart. That we would put above everything, not ourselves, not our ministries, but your purposes and your plans. We put them as priority, as first, so that you get to see your promises, your word fulfilled. We get to see your promises and your word fulfilled in our lifetime. Those things that you're revealing, that the scripture says, what you reveal belongs to us. But we want those. We want those. And the secret things belong to you. So we thank you today that you've made it possible that we can go beyond the leaders. We can go beyond where we've been to a different place in you, to a place of discovery, place of manifestation, a place of visitation. But just like you visited many years ago Azusa Street, where there was a revival, a visitation that stirred the earth and caused the coming forth of many into your kingdom, including us. We're still experiencing the tremors of that visitation. It is still fruitful. And so we ask for your visit in a special way. Visit us. Visit your leaders. Quicken us beyond where we are. In Jesus' name and for your honor, because all honor is due to you and all dominion is yours. All the glory is yours. We thank you in Jesus' name for this privilege of communicating with you. It is a privilege, Father. It is. We thank you. We thank you and bless your name. Well, we appreciate your joining us. Thank you for being online with us today. And we praise God that our technology is really sharp today. There's great clarity in our sound, and all our systems are go. So we thank him for that. We don't take it for granted. As you know, we've had this situation drop on us in the past. But today, we have clear go, and we thank God for it, so that you are able to gather with us and us with you. And we thank you and bless your name. Now, if you have a prayer request, again, as our time winds down, time moves, we ask that you would share it and be bold and ask God. Be bold and ask God. Ask him for what's on his heart, what's on your heart. Hopefully they're in agreement. Good morning. And welcome. I believe I can hear someone trying to come through. You're on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Let us proceed. Now I'm going to ask the Lord to bless the youngster whom I can hear in the background. Bless his heart. In the name of Jesus. Bless him. Raise him up. Even as one of the mighty ones that you will have to walk this earth in his generation. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we love you today.
Thank you.
We come before you.
Hallelujah.
Knowing that you welcome us. Hallelujah. We know that you welcome us. And we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We come knowing that you are God. It's all about
yes,
you.
Lord, we thank you, dear Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for all who you are, Jesus. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for being Jehovah Shalom. We thank you for being Jehovah Nisi.
Yes.
We thank you for being El Shaddai, the God of more than enough.
Yes.
We thank you for all who you are, Lord. We thank you for being the shepherd. We thank you for being our guide.
Yes.
We thank you for being our peace, Lord.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Peace that passes all understanding.
Yes.
And we thank you for this day. We thank you for our job. We thank you for our home.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for providing for every need, Lord. We thank you for your protection. As we
Hallelujah.
Go out and come back in, we thank you for watching over our loved ones.
Yes.
Watching over our children as they go out there to school, Lord. Protect them in the schools, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even though we send our children out to school and we're not sure what is going to happen, but Lord, we know that you watch over our children. over our loved
yes.
ones. Yeah, for traveling mercy for those who go forth on the highway and the byway.
Yes, God.
As for protection for public transportation.
Yes,
Lord.
We ask for protection on our job. Father, we lift up Sister Vivian
yes.
as she goes
Jesus
out there
day.
Driving the bus, Lord. We ask that you protect her from all danger.
Yes, Lord.
Seen and unseen,
yes.
Lord.
Thank
we
you,
ask
Lord.
For protection
Hallelujah.
In the oncoming snowstorm, Lord. Those who have to
yes.
wait for public transportation while the weather is cold and it's hard out there, Lord. But you said that
yes.
where we are weak, you will strengthen us. Strengthen us, Lord.
Yes.
We ask for favor on our jobs, Lord. Some of us have situation on our jobs that we are facing. We ask,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
that you will intervene on our jobs, Lord.
Yes, come into the midst, Father.
Yes,
peace.
Lord.
Understanding.
Oh, Jesus, we ask for healing, Lord. Many of us have relatives or even ourselves that need a healing touch from you, Lord.
In the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Touch them this morning, Lord, from the top of the head to the sole of their feet.
Yes,
yes, Lord. We come against any attack of the enemy on our bodies, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We come against
yes.
the flu virus. We come against stomach
yes,
virus. We
in the
come against respiratory virus. We come against sickness of the eyes. We come against sickness that have our blood pressure out of whack. We come against sickness
yes.
of the heart, nervous sickness.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
We come against addiction of any form, Lord.
In
the name of yes. Jesus. Yes. In the name of Jesus.
We call on your name, Jesus. Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
You said that the mention
of every
your
other name.
Yes.
Yes.
Things happen. You said that the mention of your name.
Yes.
Demons flee.
Yes.
You said that the mention of your name. The atmosphere changes.
Yes.
And we call on your name this morning. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
yes.
Jesus,
yes.
You take
Lord,
control
Lord.
In every situation, every
Hallelujah.
Family represented on this line, everyone
yes,
that
Lord.
Is on this line, far
Hallelujah.
And wide, in this nation,
yes,
in
Lord.
Every nation, in every country, every city, every tongue,
yes.
every home
yes.
represented on this
yes.
line, Lord, we ask for a divine intervention in every
yes,
area,
in
every situation, Lord. You see
yes,
and you know
yes.
everything. We don't have to see, we don't have to know, Lord, because you see
Hallelujah.
And you know everything. And we bring
yes,
everything
Lord.
Before the throne of God this morning, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We know that our prayer has been answered. So we are going to take it by faith and pray
yeah.
you in advance. We're going to
yes,
thank
Lord.
You in advance for the victory, Lord. We're going to
thank
you in advance for the answered prayer, Lord. We're
going
to thank you in advance for the testimony that will come forth, Lord.
Lord.
For every prayer that was placed before you from the beginning of this prayer line to this hour, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Thank you. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name.
Oh, glory to your name, Jesus.
God, we worship
all glory and honor be to your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, take control.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, take control. Take control.
Yes, God. After we're not hearing you.
Take control. We give it all to you, Jesus. We give it all to you, Lord. We give it all to you, Lord.
Pastor Lynn, I'm
hearing
you.
We surrender everything to you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Even as we come to the close of the prayer broadcast, we lift up
we humble ourselves before you, Lord. We humble ourselves before you, Lord, and we cry out to your name.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for this prayer line, Lord. We thank you for the lead of this prayer line, Lord. We thank you for Pastor Aubrey Gregory. We ask that you touch him, Lord, that you shield him, you protect him.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And every plan that the enemy has, we bring it to naught right now in the name of Jesus. Any plan that the devil has for him today, we bring it to naught right now in the name of Jesus. And we lose your anointing that destroyed the yoke, pull down the stumble, and remove every hindrance that would come up against him as we go about his daily chores in your name, Jesus. Protect him, Lord. Protect him out there, Lord, as he go out there. Protect him.
Yes.
Protect each and everyone on the prayer line this morning, Lord.
Yes.
As we leave, Lord, you go before us, Lord. You go before us, Lord. You go before us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Keep our mind on you, Lord.
Yes.
Keep a prayer in our heart, Lord. Keep the word in our heart, Lord, that we would not sin against you.
Yes, Jesus.
You said that you will lead us not into temptation and that you will deliver us from all evil, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we stand on your promise this morning, Lord.
Yes.
We stand on your promise this morning, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
All glory to you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus.
Let's believe, God, today that even during the impending storm that we will experience the keeping power, the safety, no falls, no injuries, no accidents.
The
claim safety, complete safety. God is with us.
Cover your people, Lord. Cover your people, Lord. Cover your people.
In the name of Jesus, he brings us through all this day today. Have no fear.
Yes, Lord.
Trust him. Trust him. Have no anxiety. Just have confidence. Confidence in him. He created this day himself, and it was not a day from another day. It's brand new. Thank him, bless him. As you go to work today, just have a smile on your face. Let the light of you radiate from your heart and comfort to bless him. Whatever you do today, just keep a song in your heart and praise on your lips. A blessing for those who come close. Just bless them. Say, God, bless you. And guess what? They are blessed once you pronounce that, because you have the authority and you have the privilege and power to do that, because you're representing the kingdom of God. Wherever you are, the kingdom is represented. And you can speak into every atmosphere. Alter it if it's negative, bringing in the presence of God, because you're there and you're his temple. your innermost being is His holy of holies. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So, yes, you are His dwelling place, His tabernacle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I want to send us off with a benediction, a word. And let me just thank God for this time that we had together. I feel enriched, encouraged. And Father, we thank you for this time that we had visiting with you and in your presence. And we thank you for each person, each home that is represented today and was represented on this prayer cast today. And everyone that's going to be streaming this program to themselves, whatever time today, just bless them in a mighty way. Plant their feet on solid ground, and every ground that their feet land on, give them possession. Cause them to walk in your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, the benediction is from 1 Peter 4:11, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May God bless you. We love you. God be with you mightily in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Jesus.
Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone.
Thank you.
Everyone on the prayer line, be blessed. That's Pastor and Sister Liz.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
Peace.